Unit 26. Mark my words. Proverbs are words of advice handed down from one generation to another. The meaning of a proverb goes far beyond its words, so it's easy to miss the message if the proverb is unfamiliar. Let sleeping dogs lie doesn't mean to let the family pet lie in bed. As a matter of fact, there is a different meaning that has nothing to do with dogs. When it rains, it pours is certainly not referring to the weather. Many old sayings are the same as proverbs in this way. For example, a wild goose chase isn't about running after untamed geese to seize them, and the saying, "That's about the size of it," has little to do with a measuring tape or a ruler. If you have to eat humble pie, don't reach for a spoon, because this pie isn't for dessert. If someone says, "What's up, Doc?" or, "May the force be with you, Luke," would you know what the person means? Wow, our off-the-wall English language is at sixes and sevens. Enough now. Lay down your pencil. All right, now at the bottom here, they want you to add these suffixes. So the first six words, you're making them plural. You're adding an S or an ES. But the middle six, you're adding the ED, okay? And at the bottom, you're putting the ing on the end of all those ones. So 18 words, make sure you add them correctly. Good luck.